see. Nixia Livingston, November 11, 2008. All right. Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing an answer that's too in-depth. That is exactly what we want. I realize that you have already signed the consent form. However, I also want to let you know that you should feel free to tell me if there's any particular things that you say during the course of the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational, exhibition, or presentation materials that we created based on your interview. Okay? So you always have a mustache.
Everything is fine.
Everything is fine. Okay. All right, let's start. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. So you were born in Bocas Aires, right?
Yeah.
And how was Bocas when you were the youngest you remember? What do you remember the most about it back then?
Bocas, I know it was more, not like now. Now everything changed, more new hotels, more different building. Everything is so different. When I was growing, it was more, how you'd say, more poor. Now it looked like a city, small city, in the island of Bocas. Everything was different.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was better, worse, or?
No, direct better, no. Because the people didn't make in the money what they're making now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the tourists come in, everything changed, they make more money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad for the people them what live on the island, because they have to pay the tourist price. So, we like home people pay the same price as the tourists. Mm-hmm. So that's the only spot in all the project. But in the building up, I see it beautiful. Everything changing, everything progressing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's good. The only the small problem what we have is that because we pay the same price that the tourists then pay. If we go to the super, it's the same price. If we go to a restaurant, it's the same price.
Right, yeah. Right, okay. And tell me a little bit more about your childhood and what were your fondest memories as you were growing up? Tell me maybe anecdotes from childhood that you remember doing things that might
me?
Be different.
I never have much fun days or how you would say much friends when I growing up. Because it was my mom baby, and she grew weird kind of way that we always keep home. Sometimes friends come, sometimes no. So the most of my time, my young youth days, I had a boat. In practice, the school, the banda from the school, you call it, banda. I practiced the hypnastic girls, them, the batutera girls, them, things like that. It's called that thing like that is what I did what my young youth days them doing. And I still doing it now. I don't do it this year, true, I have my baby, but all the rest of the year them. That's my job.
Alright, cool. And what games that you play as a kid that you might, maybe games that you don't see kids play?
Yeah. I play with my doll, baby. Basketball, that's my favorite game. Now I get so big. But that was my favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
I usually fight on big woman. If I have my first child, I take out a league. Mm-hmm. A basketball league with big woman. And we was participating with the island of Bocas, with a group from here, one from Almirante, and one from Changuinola. But, well, that was where I used to be in my youth. And well, play doll. When I was more smaller, play home with my dolls then. That's all I could do.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Now, tell me about your parents and your grandparents. Where were they from and how did they come to be in Panama? So, where was your mother and your father from? Where were they born?
Well, my mom and my dad born here in Bastimentos Island. But my grandfather, him was a Jamaican Jew, man. Him come with the work, what them working with the banana project in Bocas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
him come to get work this side from Jamaica. So that side was so poor and it was so hard for him. He come this side. And with that, him find my grandmom. She's oriunda de Nicaragua. She's an Indian lady. Them get married and them have around 5 children. My mom was the third one of them. I didn't know my grandparents from she side. That's just history what she gave me about she father and she mom. She showed me picture, but personally I don't get to know them.
Okay.
My father, him father, I didn't get to know him. Died the same year I born, but I get to know him mom. So I'm going to know one of my grandparents. I never have much relationship with she.
Were they born in Panama?
No, the one what I know here. I didn't have much relation with she because she lived on part in Bastimento, but on a part what they call Chalet, up on a hill. I didn't have much relation with she because I have a different color, and my dad is a black man, and she says, but I favor them all. But well, that was the race, and she didn't like me.
So she was, what was her race? What was her color?
She black.
Okay, but she didn't like, what did she?
No, but my mom was this color.
Ah, wow, okay.
But she showed me that indifference, so my mom always keep me home. But I did like her a lot.
Mm.
Well, that was the only one I get to know.
And she's from Bastimento.
She's from Bastimento. My dad, him right now alive, him is 66 years old. He live right here near to my home. My mom, she died in 9th of July of this same year. Yeah, she died. But she was a very special person. I even want to talk about she.
Oh.
That guy is so sad.
Yeah.
Oh well. Life CG, I have 2 kids. She showed me a lot of things. That was my best friend, my mom. My dad, well, him right there. No one thought about that.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to go on to. Do you know from your grandparents what they used to work as?
Well, my grandfather was work in the plantation of banana in used to export the banana to different countries, load them in ships to go to other countries.
Yeah.
My grandmom, she was a home keeper,
okay.
Just as the same as the my dad's mom, housekeeper.
Yeah. And then your father's side, your grandfather, you said you didn't know too long.
I didn't get to know him. I didn't die in the same year I born.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I didn't get to know him.
And your grandmother that you mentioned didn't want to have connections.
Oh, yeah.
She worked as...
She has homemaker. Okay. Yeah. She used to bake some nice Jenny cake, too. She used to make some nice Jenny cake, and she used to make some nice patty. Planting, things like that.
Next question. Okay, tell me a little bit more about school. Who were your teachers and how were they? What things do you remember about your time as a child in school? You know, we had any favorite
teachers?
That was
the best day, yeah. In school, favorite teacher. I didn't have any. I was so selfish. Maybe right now I'm still selfish. But I have some nice teacher. Can't talk bad about my teacher, but he was a nice person. And Maestra Bielka, she right now is my sister-in-law. She was a very nice teacher.
What did she teach?
In Bastimento, they teach everything. They don't have... special like English, and them don't have that. So them teach everything. Maestro Claudio, him was the director of the school, and a very nice teacher too. The wife, Rubiela, is a very nice person too. Bienvenida. She giving class, right? No.
Mm-hmm.
She was my second grade teacher. She used to beat me a lot, so I don't like her much.
Tell me something. All these teachers, are they all West Indian, black, or some Indian, or Spanish?
Tom is black.
How about Mascavienka, Claudio, and Bienvenida?
Them is three different persons.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
One black, mm-hmm. one is a mixed person, and one is... Bienvenida is an Indian,
mm-hmm. okay.
like a kind of Indian, or Panya.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to call she. Yeah, Panya.
And Claudia?
Claudia is a black man.
Uh-huh. And Vielka?
Vielka mix.
Okay. Okay. Any other memories from childhood at school? School things, things that you did in school that were particularly memorable?
We was too rude in school. No, in school I did have a lot of fun with my friends then, but special things, no remember special.
Were the teachers very strict?
Very, very strict. Then time they could beat, now they cannot beat. But I was a very good student.
Mm. Now, what types of music did you grow up hearing? What were your favorite singers? And what about favorite songs? And I'm also going to ask you if you sing, if you'd like to sing a part of your favorite song that you grew up hearing.
Favorite songs, mm-hmm. I usual when I growing up like reggae music.
Mm-hmm.
In 1996, I met a first group dance group with some young girls, children too. Behind that group, they have my niece. She was just 8 years. And we used to dance bare reggae music. My favorite singer is Beanie Man,
mm-hmm.
Von Tequila. singer like them. I like the dancehall music. Mm. Sing? I like to sing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like to sing.
Any particular song you'd like to share with us? Or lyrics? Maybe, is there any song that you have lyrics that you particularly like, that you really like? Like one phrase or something like that of a song? No. You don't have to sing it. You can just say it. You can, yeah.
Right now I don't devote myself to sing those songs. I sing church songs. Right now I participate in a lot in the church I want. I pray to God to change my life. In Basimento is so small. And many people don't look in for God, they don't believe in God, and I believe a lot in God, because the things them what God do for me, no person can do that in earth. It make me so strong when I lose my mom what day. I couldn't believe I was so strong, but I stand up so strong, and I know God exists, because without him I couldn't do it. My heart was weak, but my body was so strong. So, I look in much for him. I in the church right now, what I go to is 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
I participate in the singing choir of the church.
Mm-hmm.
I usually sing reggae music to what I learn them.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was picnic days. Mm-hmm. So, now I devote myself to sing in the church choir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay, now I'm going to ask you, do you have any favorite sayings, you know, and where did you first hear them or learn them? Sayings that your parents may have said to you or your grandparents may have said to you, or sayings that you say to your kids, you know, like dichos, like lessons of life that you want to say to you, you know. You know, when a kid does something wrong, you maybe say something to them, a little saying that, I don't know, or something happens and you, yeah, think something.
My mom used to say a lot of things to me, but I try to grow up my kids them in a different way, because how we mom used to grow we up, we would call it now wall in days time. But now it's a different. Them used to beat we a lot, but now we can speak to our kids, correct them. Beating is not much good for them, because when you beat them, you don't get nothing much good out of them.
Yeah.
And that's the way them used to do everything. We used to so scared. We don't want to do any bad because we know them would be evil. Now, no. I don't practice to tell my kids them hard words. My daughter just 9, the biggest one. No practice to tell.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever heard of Louise Bennett?
A hair. About Louise?
No.
I never hear about that.
And have you ever heard about the Mighty Sparrow?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what are your thoughts? What thoughts come to mind when you hear the Mighty Sparrow? Have you ever got to see him perform?
No, but it come to my brain because my dad used to have some music, this, and I used to hear about the Mighty Sparrow,
yeah.
The artist. But
do you remember any particular song of the Mighty Sparrow?
No, I was so small.
Okay. Now, what sports did you play as a child? You said you played sports as a child, basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What other sports did you play as a child?
Oh, all different class.
Mm-hmm.
Football, baseball. But my favorite is basketball. I like basketball.
Uh-huh. And you don't play them anymore, you said? Or do you sometimes?
Sport. They used to show when we was kids. Mm-hmm. It was have a special time when we go and play. Like ball of skiffy alley, they used to call it.
Mm.
Ball of.
Okay.
Yes. A old lady from here, she used to prepare that on a special day. It was like a Easter Sunday or something like that. They used to make a bolos game for all the kids in Bastimento. I remember I used to play that when I was small. Every Easter day we used to prepare because that was a special game that every Easter we go and play.
So it was like bolos?
Like boliche. Something so, but with bold one. They used to make them out of bold. The ball them was bold ball too. Never normal, but
okay.
So she would have like special gift for the winners them, and they make like things for them eat, for the kids them eat. It was like a day for kids, but she make it in the street. She make it in the street. It's a very nice thing.
Today, nowadays, do you play any sports?
No, right now I don't play anything. No, I keep my home, my kids. Well,
and do you watch
prepare my dancing group? Oh,
right.
Yes, my husband play basketball.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Right now, him in a league.
Ah. Okay. What did you think about American culture when you were a youth, growing up? Did you have much contact with it?
No, I didn't have much contact with different culture. But when I was growing up, I always did want to be famous. I always did want to have a dancing group that different people know. I did want to know another culture. I did want to know other people. Other people see we dancing. But it was so hard for me to get to join this group together. But thank Raul Houston, a couple years ago, him care we to invite we to a ferry and have in Bocas Island. And from that day, well, then get to know we more and more, the dancing group grow bigger, things like that.
Okay. Now, what qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with West Indians, with being West Indians? Okay, what, let's see, when you think of the word West Indian, you know, West Indian person, what do you think, okay, West Indian from the Caribbean, like from Jamaica or from Barbados, what comes to mind? What qualities do you think of?
What I think about them?
Mm-hmm.
I know a girl from Barbados. She's a black girl. And she show me some of them dance. I always have a lot of contact with she. And to me, them is people like we. Them is my home people. Them is black people. And I like to be share with them. I would like to be know more people that black people, because you would hear about Honduras, I would say in Honduras have been clear people, but no, in Honduras have black people too. And
she wants to interview too. How has knowing English affected you in your life, either positively or negatively? How has knowing English, since you speak English, right? How has that affected you, in a good way, positively, or in a negative way?
No, it helped me a lot to know English.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people come on this island that only speak English, and it helped me a lot to know English. Because we can communicate with others. And if we would know be Spanish alone, we couldn't communicate with an English person. So it helped me a lot in school too. It's very necessary for your kids to learn English. People would say, no, I don't want my children to talk like Bastimento people because we don't talk direct English. This is Guariguari, some call it Patois. It's not a definitely it's like a broad English, a more, not a right English like how American person would speak, no? But count that English, you can speak to me in a normal American language, England language, and I understand. I understand what you mean to do.
Excellent. Okay. Are you married?
Yeah, I'm processed.
Yes, in the process of, yes. And how did you meet your husband to be?
I meet my husband in a party.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to a party. My mom doesn't carry me out. I was 17 years old. He invited me to a party. Most friend of my cousin, they present me. They frequently meet, speak a lot to me, visit me. With our boyfriends. And well, till now we always be together.
And you met in Bastimentos?
Yes, in Bastimentos.
Okay. What is the cultural background of your spouse? Is he black? Is he Spanish? Is he, what is the cultural, just the cultural background? I know he's from Bastimentos, but is he like you, or?
He's like me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same cultural background. Okay. And you told me you have children. You said you have three. How many children? Three?
I have two.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I have a girl here raising. We have our fun. She have, we was two of them. That them is twins. My mom did have one, but after she died and sent her to parents, and I stay with this one. We have them from, they have 2 years.
How old are they now?
She have 15 now. She always with me. So.
Yeah. And the other one?
The other one, they're with the dad right now.
Uh-huh. Dad. Okay. Do your children speak English?
English and Spanish.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. She's very good. Do you have family that live outside of Panama, meaning outside
yeah.
of the Republic?
Where? I have in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
I have an aunt and many cousins in Cologne, in Panama, oh, all parts of the world.
And in the U.S., where, what states in the U.S.?
Direct, I cannot tell you because my mom used to know where she is.
Okay. Do they come to visit Panama?
Yes.
And when they come to Panama, does everybody treat them like they're Panamanians, or do they look at them more like they're Americans?
No, my mom treat them normal because they're black people like we.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them normal.
And they speak Spanish too and everything.
Yes, well, we always connect. In Bastimento, we always connect ourselves with English.
True. Oh my God. Okay. Have you ever traveled abroad to another country?
To Panama, Costa Rica, not far.
Okay. Is this for a performance or to visit family, friends, work?
Visit, work, hospital, all kinds of things.
Yeah, because you're married. We're almost done, and I'm getting bitten up. What was your experience in Costa Rica? When you go to Costa Rica, how do people treat you there?
I think they were friendly.
Yeah.
Very nice person. I went to Costa Rica by some people that I know get in Bastimento here. And it's very home people, very nice. Some nice people I get to know in Costa Rica.
What part of Costa Rica?
San Jose. Limón, I know people in Limón.
Mm-hmm.
And a place called Walhaba.
Ah, and when you go to Costa Rica, I know Limón is just like here, to a certain
extent. Yeah, just like Almirante.
How about San Jose? When you go to San Jose, how do they treat, like, do they recognize you as a Panamanian, West Indian,
no.
Panamanian? What do they think?
Them don't know me, just like a city. So them.
Some personal.
Yes,
Well, we're almost done. What specific message would you like to send to the older members of the community, the elderly of the community here in Bastimento?
Message? They must try to keep them culture. Because they don't keep it much. Everything is dying in Bastimento. Not in Bastimento alone. In Boca Silence, we don't have any dancing group. The only dancing group that does present is my group. And the older people, they must try to bring back their vibe to the younger one, then give the example to the younger one, then. And in everything, they must put God, because they must remember say God exists.
Now, what, okay, oh, is there any, this is the very last question, and here's what I'd like you to talk a little bit about your group, Yokoto. Is there any other information you want to include that we have not touched upon? So, for example, would you like to talk a little bit about how you started the group, Yokoto, just briefly, what year, and how did it finally come together, no?
Well, this group have around 4 years since I get to made it up. But before I made it, a group from Honduras, Cunas, from Panama, and from Nicaragua, different peoples come here. That is where I get inspiration from them. They come here and they make a especie de them, how you say, convivir?
Convivencia.
And I get to see that, I get to like it, to see how different cultures come together. But I get love the dancing from Honduras, the different African music, how them dance. So the year after them leave them, like 1 year after, I say, you know, I would like to have a dance group like that. I would like to have a dance group that dance African music. So Raul, him called me one day and him said to me, where your group? You don't have a dancing group to bring to this area, thing like that, him told me. I said, group I don't have, but I will make one. I will find a group. And I speak with some kids' moms and we make a meeting. I speak to the kids and tell them, like, tell no mom, we have a meeting. I want to speak to them to see if them would permit you know, to dance in this group. And they come and we make agreement. And I have 16 of them dancing.
What ages?
Age from 10 years go up. Right now, the most of them, yeah, them is 16. From 16 now go up. And right now I have some small one too. But I don't include them much in the, because the most event that them does make is in the night. So I doesn't include the small ones then. But in all I have around 21.
Excellent. And how did you recruit the kids to participate?
Well, they have to go in school. They have to in school. They have to have good notes in school. Because if you make them do anything what them feel. Them have to try keep that good notes, because them have to bring like them papers every name that you see that them going good in that, because I don't want any problem with their parents. Them have to go in school. Them have to have permission from their parents when we're going anywhere. Then parents have to participate in the things them with we do. Sometimes we go into Panama and make a presentation. Then parents, maybe not all, but some of them have to go with me. That is a very big responsibility to go with all those kids. Yes.
That's great. That sounds like an excellent initiative. Well, unless there's anything else you'd like to add, I'd like to thank you again for participating. And feel free to contact me anytime through Raul, or I have my contact information on the newsletter. And, you know, we will be in touch. As it is, I am going to give Raul a CD of this recording, as well as he'll give you a CD of the photos. So we're going to choose 4 photos, so you have that also for you. And thank you. I hope I catch your performance. I have to make sure I know the next time you go to Panama. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.